terribilis est locus iste, hic domus Dei est e porta celi. Terrible is this place. It is the house of God and the gate of heaven. Today we celebrate this wondrous feast, which is to all the world, but particularly to Rome, to the church, which is the mother of all churches, Rome. It is the dedication, the commemoration of the dedication of its cathedral. As you enter the cathedral of St. John at the Lateran, you see on either side, this is the mother church of all the churches in the city, that is, of Rome, and in the world, because it is indeed. So it is our celebration, too, that we celebrate with great joy. In a sense, then, too, it is the celebration of this church, of all the holy Catholic churches throughout the world. And we see that this goes back for many centuries, when at the prayers of St. Helena, the Augusta Empress, her son, St. Constantine the Great, was converted to the Catholic faith. After the Milvian Bridge, the vision that he had of our Lord at the Milvian Bridge outside of Rome, and he won the battle, and he won the empire. After this, eventually, he became a catechumen and was later baptized. And he immediately set out to make reparation. It's something very important, reparation. We don't do nearly enough of that. We say we will, but we don't. And one of the first things he did was not only to legalize Catholicism in the whole empire, but soon thereafter he made it the official religion of the empire of Rome, getting rid of all the pagan images and all the sacrifices that were offered to them. Many, many Catholics, including popes and bishops and priests, had been put to death because they refused to put incense, just a few grains of incense, into the incense bowl of the gods. To them, that meant they were worshiping a pagan deity, which was totally inconceivable for someone who follows Christ, who is a member of his church. And so that was over and done with. And then, among the other things he did, in the reparation that he took out to do, he gave many wonderful things to the church, including that which we celebrate today, his own palace and his throne room. And of course, the word basilica means throne room. In this case, it is a basilica is the throne room of God. So he gave the Lateran Basilica and the Lateran Palace. Now at that time, of course, most of us are familiar with the Lateran. At that time, it was about 10 times bigger than it is today. In fact, if you've been to Rome and have been to the Holy Stairs, that was part of the Basilica and of the palace of the Pope. In fact, it was the dining room of the Pope, where he consecrated different Holy Roman emperors. And then, as a result, every year on this day, we celebrate the dedication of the Basilica, and for its proper title is the Archbasilica of the Most Holy Redeemer and of St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist at the Lateran. And the Lateran had been a palace of a very wealthy Roman family that had been inherited by Constantine and his mother, Helen. And from then on, for 1,000 years, the popes lived in the Lateran Palace, which today is the chancery for the Diocese of Rome. In addition, of course, we have such wondrous mysteries, as we see in the readings and the prayers for this Mass. It is the house of God. And we see, particularly in the reading from the Gospel, Jesus comes, and Zacchaeus, a very wealthy tax collector, who had heard about Jesus, and he had never met him, he had never had the experience of meeting him. And he was very short, so he climbed up a sycamore tree. And that way he could see Jesus coming in the midst of the crowd. But this was nothing to Jesus. He knew that this was taking place. Jesus is God. He knows everything. He knows what's going on in your midst. He knows what's going on in your hearts. And so he stops. And the procession, as it were, stops with him. And he calls him, Zacchaeus, come down. And people began to talk. People always begin to talk. They don't like it when somebody gets praised because they think they're better than they. That's not the way it is. And Zacchaeus immediately gets the feeling, the negative feeling from the crowd. He says, "Oh Lord, if I have done wrong, if I have stolen from anybody or taken what was not mine, I will repay it right at this very moment 4 times the value of what I took." And our Lord is very pleased with this. This came from him, from Zacchaeus, Saint Zacchaeus now. And so our Lord says, "Zacchaeus, this day, salvation has come to this house, to his house." Because later on, Jesus and his apostles and disciples would have supper with Zacchaeus. And salvation has come to his house. Now, that is the desire that we have for each and every one of us. For salvation to come to your house. What a wonderful, wonderful gift. Salvation may come to your house. That you will repent of your sins. That you will make reparation. That you may begin to worship the one true God. As St. Constantine, as St. Zacchaeus, as so many, many others in the history of the Church. And so today we celebrate the feast of this Basilica, which is the cathedral of the Supreme Pontiff, the Bishop of Rome. When a pope is elected, even after he's crowned, he has to do one more thing before he's officially the Bishop of Rome, the Supreme Pontiff. He has to go with his court to the Basilica of St. John of the Lateran, and then be seated on the throne, and at that moment he becomes officially, completely, the Supreme Pontiff of the Church. What a wonderful and glorious thing it is. Today we unite ourselves to the Archbasilica of the Most Holy Redeemer, to the Supreme Pontiff, and to the Church. And we pray for the conversion of all those in the Church and outside of the Church who have not yet experienced the glory of God, the glory of Jesus Christ. And we beseech the Most Holy Mother of God, the co-redemptrix of the human race, she who gave us Jesus Christ, to pray for us, to intercede for us. She, through whom all graces come to us, the mediatrix of all graces. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.